I'm Neo. Welcome into the Skeptic Arena. Today is December 7th, 2013. The website is theskepticarena.com. I sent the following email to about a dozen gay haters who operate anti-homosexual websites. It began, "Dear hateful bigots, just wanted to make sure you didn't miss the latest news. Jesus is winning, while his dad is getting his invisible ass kicked." I included this link to a story from the website The Daily Kos, that's K-O-S, featuring a story about the passage of marriage equality in Illinois, making it 15 states now that allow gay marriage. And in the Word document associated with this podcast, you can find the link to that article. My email continued. 15 states. It was zero states only how long ago? A few years? Isn't it great to know that all the huge amounts of time and money you've been investing are basically going down the toilet? I only received one response. It was from Wayne Layla, who runs the hate group Heterosexuals Organized for a Moral Environment. He wrote, "I know liberal bigots are challenged in various ways." Wayne, that's true. All bigots, both liberal and conservative, are challenged in various ways. You being a prime example of the second group. He wrote, "Over 30 states have voted against homosexual marriage, and it's only a matter of time before all the misguided, irrational, pro-homosexual laws are overturned by better minds." Wayne, the reason you are getting your asses kicked isn't because the majority of states support discrimination 35 to 15. The reason you are getting your asses kicked is because less than 10 years ago, the score was 50 to nothing. Your false bravado is based on ignoring what is happening in the real world. But you are correct about one thing. Better minds are overturning the bigotry and discrimination that plagues our nation. The Confederacy, also known as the Tea Party, nearly destroyed America again. But the results for them were pretty much the same as they were in the Civil War. You got slaughtered both times. Wayne, you are losing the moral war. Your KKK once had 6 million members. Now you have 6,000. Blacks aren't at the back of the bus anymore. One is president. Women are voting and controlling their own bodies through contraception and abortion. Gays are getting married. Poor people are getting health care. The elderly are getting Social Security and Medicaid in states that refuse to hurt their own citizens. Those would be the blue states. The government shutdown left you with jizz running down your cheek. You people are the very definition of losers. All your efforts have failed. But keep struggling to hold back the advance of civilization. At least it gives worthless slugs like you something to do. And in the Word document associated with this podcast, I included for Wayne a link to the Wikipedia article on the Ku Klux Klan. And I wrote to him, "Check out the box near the top on the right-hand side. Scroll down to religion. Goes pretty well with their logo, huh? The cross." Wayne then made the fatal mistake of attempting to defend his bigotry. He has obviously never heard the advice, "When you find yourself in a hole, quit digging." He wrote back and said, "You are sadly misinformed, as are a lot of pro-homosexual people. Wayne, you just demonstrated your own sad misinformation by assuming we are pro-homosexual. What we are is pro-equality and anti-discrimination. That applies to everyone. not just homosexuals. He wrote, "The reason you win a battle here and there..." Wayne, here and there? Did you read that list I sent you? Apparently not. You have lost 15 states in just the last few years. Since Wayne sent his email, another state, Hawaii, became the 16th state to legalize gay marriage. Poor Wayne must be frantically hunting for his passport and Googling the best airfare offers going to North Korea. He wrote, "The reason you win a battle here and there is because of a massive, sophisticated, pro-homosexual propaganda campaign by the overwhelmingly pro-homosexual dominant media." Wayne, that sounds a lot better than being truthful and attributing the change to the fact that Christians, who make up 75% of Americans, are finally learning to follow the teachings of Jesus while ignoring the vile, barbaric rules of his father. But Wayne, as an agnostic, you don't have a religious excuse. You're just a bigoted creep. Kind of makes me wonder if maybe your dad got cornholed while panhandling as a youngster. Or maybe it was just something as simple as little Wayne coming home from grade school and walking in on his daddy, who was in the middle of conducting a pose-off with the milkman while wearing fishnet stockings and stiletto heels. Whatever the basis for your psychotic, irrational hatred of people whom you supposedly have nothing to do with, you could only benefit from seeing a shrink. Hey, maybe you could get yourself onto the Dr. Phil show. Wayne wrote, "Which campaign involves suppression of alternative views and the smearing of decent moral people." Wayne, you must be living in an alternative universe. Those alternative views are not being suppressed. They have been blasted all over the media. Your hate website hasn't been suppressed. You haven't been suppressed, but defeated. The hate and bigotry you spread is being defeated by Christians and non-believers alike. We're moving into the 21st century. You people are like a chain around our ankles. But rather than cutting the chain off, we will drag you with us, kicking and screaming, into a future civilized world of equality for all those you have victimized, from women to Africans, Hispanics, atheists, and gays. You can either become civilized or die a miserable old rotting bigot. The choice, Wayne, is yours. He wrote, "In other words, you are being manipulated, played by fascistic, censorious, liberal bigots, trying to impose their absurd liberal prejudices on you." Wayne, everything you just wrote was actually a description of yourself. You are projecting, Wayne. You should look that up. It's in the Manual of Mental Disorders. Projection is one of the most common mental defects used as a defense mechanism by those who cannot defend their positions. People like you, Wayne. He wrote, "I easily win debates on homosexual issues because the truth is clearly on my side." Wayne, while you have the Manual for Mental Disorders open, also look up delusion. If Freud were alive, he would donate his entire estate just to score 4 hours examining you. Wayne wrote, "That's why the liberal media must suppress it." Wayne, but the media hasn't suppressed it. Your side has had plenty of opportunities to spread its message. You're just upset because you lost. He wrote, "That's why homosexuals are cowards when it comes to debating." Dude, you couldn't win a debate with Charlie Sheen, even if you could catch him sober. Wayne wrote, "They simply can't win a debate because they can't defend their position." Wayne, you just did it again. Projection. Here's some advice, Wayne. Don't just Google the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual for Mental Disorders. Purchase a copy. He wrote, "And that's why you'll eventually lose, though it may take some time." Wayne, only if the Confederacy is successful in rising again. Who knows? Maybe they will. Maybe you'll get your slaves back. Maybe women will return to their kitchens where they belong. Maybe gays will return to the closet. Maybe Mexicans will return to Mexico. You may be right. Keep working on that, Wayne. And Wayne, please keep us updated on any progress you make. And Wayne concluded his email by saying, "The media is playing you and others for a fool. You shouldn't let them get away with that." Wayne, it's obvious you are a Fox News freak. You people are the dumbest collection of rocks on the beach. You can't be reasoned with because you didn't use reason to arrive at your beliefs in the first place. You are oblivious to facts because you have your own special facts. The world is not the way you wish it to be, so you construct a little fairy world in your mind and try to make the real world conform to your fantasies. But as you're finding out, Wayne, it doesn't work that way. And butthurt little crybabies like you can whine all you want, but the Confederacy is fading. You had your day, and now you are being sent to the trash bin of history with all the other failed abominations. Have a nice day, Wayne, and don't forget to keep us all updated on your progress. And now we move to the science segment. Today, Mystery World Baffles Astronomers. Kepler-78b is a planet that shouldn't exist. This scorching lava world circles its star every 8.5 hours at a distance of less than 1 million miles, one of the tightest known orbits. According to current theories of planet formation, it couldn't have formed so close to its star, nor could it have moved there. This planet is a complete mystery. Researchers don't know how it formed or how it got to where it is today. What they do know is that it's not going to last forever. Kepler-78b is going to end up in the star very soon, astronomically speaking. Not only is Kepler-78b a mystery world, it is the first known Earth-sized planet with an Earth-like density. Kepler-78b is about 20% larger than Earth, with a diameter of about 9,200 miles, and weighs almost twice as much. As a result, it has a density similar to Earth's, which suggests an Earth-like composition of iron and rock. The tight orbit of Kepler-78b poses a challenge to theorists. When this planet system was forming, the young star was larger than it is now. As a result, the current orbit of Kepler-78b would have been inside the swollen star. It couldn't have formed in place because you can't form a planet inside a star. It couldn't have formed further out and migrated inward because it would have migrated all the way into the star. This planet is an enigma. Kepler-78b is a member of a new class of planets recently identified in data from NASA's Kepler spacecraft. These newfound worlds all orbit their stars with periods of less than 12 hours. They're also small, about the size of Earth. Kepler-78b is the first planet in the new class to have its mass measured. Kepler-78b is a doomed world. Gravitational tides will draw it ever closer to its star. Eventually, it will move so close that the star's gravity will rip the world apart. Theorists predict that Kepler-78b will vanish within 3 billion years. Interestingly, our solar system could have held a planet like Kepler-78b. If it had, the planet would have been destroyed long ago, leaving no signs for astronomers today. Kepler-78b orbits a sun-like G-type star located 400 light-years from Earth. And now for the final segment of the show, famous quotes. Today, Abraham Lincoln. I will give no biography, as he has been previously quoted. Here's the quote from Abraham Lincoln. America will never be destroyed from the outside. If we falter and lose our freedoms, it will be because we destroyed ourselves.
Are you ready, Goose? Start walking.